What is the biggest lesson you've learned in your life?
Don't work with Lanai. No.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee.
Hi.
Don't get us confused. I've been walking around. People go, are you Miss Universe?
They do not.
Yeah. We got a very special guest on the show today. One of my favorite songs on the radio right
you
now is playing.
Obsessed.
And I don't say this too often.
No,
about,
you don't. You are very
jaded.
Because
I am in the music business.
You are a jaded individual.
And I heard her song, and I didn't know who sang it. I actually had to ask a couple people who sang it. And then I got her name, and then I found her on Instagram, and then I sent her a message.
You did?
First person that ever responded to me on Instagram.
That's not true.
True. Ladies and gentlemen, Analea, how are you?
I'm good. It's a Hawaii fam. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah. What nationality are you?
I'm Tongan.
Yeah. Awesome. And you have
Tongan.
You have an amazing voice. You have a musical family, don't you?
She's like, I know where we're going with this.
Yeah, tell everybody who your family is.
Yeah, so I am cousins with Jets, like real cousins.
Yeah.
not Tongan cousins.
Like, oh, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
No, those are my cousins. My grandma and their father are brother and sister.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so I grew up going to all their concerts and
Well, I started in radio when I was 17, and one of the first concerts I ever emceed was the Jets, and I didn't get to meet them before the show until the show started, and I went to the bathroom, and I forget what was the your cousin's name. We were in the bathroom, standing next to me, and we were taking a leak, and I looked over and I said, "You ready for the show?" And he goes, "Are you ready for the show?" And I said, I'm ready for the show. And I said, isn't it cool? Two grown men standing at a urinal talking about the Jet show.
It's weird.
And we laughed, and that's the first time I met him. And then I interviewed him several times after that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
So tell everybody what you've been doing. You've won all kinds of awards, haven't you?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been doing the artist thing for about 5-6 years.
Uh-huh.
And you know, so I'm still like fairly new to the artist side, but before that I was songwriting for a long time for other people. So so yeah, I mean, now I'm working on putting out my second album, and I'm just excited. I'm super excited.
You've worked with some pretty big names in the industry here in Hawaii. You want to tell some of the people you've worked with?
Yeah, I've worked with Feige, I've worked with Sammy J, I've worked with Morgan Heritage. I've toured with all of them as well. I work with the Kings and the Common Kings, and I've done many shows with them. So yeah, it's all love, and it's so much fun.
You got two Billboard Reggae album. This is a Reggae Album of the Year. Number two on Amazon Reggae Album. 14 iTunes USA overall. Two iTunes New Zealand overall. You got all kinds of stuff. Your resume is pretty thick there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been super blessed, and people have been receiving the music well, and I mean, I couldn't really ask for, you know, a better start to my career. So I'm just super grateful.
Because the Jets, first of all, I'm still reeling from the facts that the Jets are Tongan and not Samoan, because I swear to God, my whole life I thought they were Samoan.
No, yeah, they were Tongan.
So Tongans, shout out. But there's been several iterations. They're not like Menudo, but kind of, because it's the OG.
Other family members, right?
Because we're old, he and I. And so the original Jets were of a different, was our era.
Yeah.
And then the kids, right, took over. Am I making this up? And then became the Jets. And then performed as the Jets.
Right.
And now, what are they in that era still, or is there on layer three? Are they on layer three?
2.0.
So as far as I know, they are still in that era, but they've split into two different.
Oh,
yeah,
got it.
And then Heine has all of his kids. He's got 13 kids.
Heine was the one I was with in the bathroom. I knew you were going to bring it back. Yeah. Yeah. Heine was the one.
Yeah.
Heine's got to be my age.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In his 70s.
Carry the one. Carry the one.
You look good. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. So now, most Polynesians, they got their start singing in church. Where did you start singing?
Right. Yeah, I started singing in church.
Oh,
as well.
Did you?
Wait. I grew up singing with my siblings.
But and, Mormon, yeah, not Mormon.
And then, of
Mormons?
Course, like at all the family gatherings, everyone sings. And if you don't, they'll look at you funny. And if you can't harmonize, they'll really look at you funny.
So Mormons or not Mormons? Mormon? Not Mormon.
Yes.
Mormon, right? Because yeah. I remember, because I grew
up. You're a Mormon.
LDS,
yeah.
Yes. And
wait,
so,
we have to take a quick break.
Okay,
hold that thought. Don't go anywhere.
The
we'll
Mormons
be right
are
back.
Gonna come for
it's
him
a Hawaii now. Thing.
Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for just $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, that's Brooke.
Hi.
We have a special guest here.
Former
Analea.
Mormon. Former Mormon.
What's your last name? Do you use your last name?
Yeah, Brown. It's Brown.
Okay,
I'm
you do
Brown.
Use your name. Okay. And so you, did you have a question?
Well, no, I'm saying that in the 80s, in the OG, they were LDS approved musicians you could listen to and was at like the stake dances.
Oh,
like
really?
When you had, you know, you went out with a Mormon. You were going out with was in the other stake. She was in the Waipahu boards.
Okay.
So when you would have those dances
just
that
throw
they would
her name
have,
out there, huh?
I
beep
love
that
you.
Out.
they would play the Jet songs all the time because they were, you know, in the in the family. It was Mormon approved music from the 80s. There wasn't a lot of music that was approved in the 80s.
I hear you. Did you how did you get into the reggae category? Was it something you grew up with?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to reggae. I grew up loving reggae. But I also listened to, you know, a bunch of different other genres that my parents really loved. And so when it was time to decide what I wanted to do as an artist, because I was songwriting in every genre, I had a lot of avenues that I was interested in. But reggae always felt right. I love that reggae is always positive. It makes you feel
happy,
good. And so that really resonates with who I am as a person. But because I love all those genres, I try to bring them into what I do. And so I try to make it a fusion of reggae and other genres so that as a listener, you know, if you like different genres, there's a little bit of something in what I do. So,
yeah. Who did you grow up besides the cousins? Who did you grow up listening to? Who did you want to be?
Oh, I would say like the top of my list is probably like Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Sade. Yeah. I love those strong pops.
Yeah.
She's a throwback. Sade is deep.
Sade's doing a new album. Yeah. Did you hear? She's doing a new album. And
I did hear.
Yeah.
I did hear. I'm so excited. I actually went to one of her concerts. I was able to,
me too.
To go when she had John Legend opening for her.
Oh, that was
beautiful. Like one of the most memorable concerts I've ever been to.
Wait, how old are you? You don't know Sade.
Like that's, I do. Girl.
Your parents, shout out. They
I'm 34
raised,
years old.
They raised you right, though. Your parents raised you right.
Yeah.
That's some foundations of music right there.
Yeah, I love Sade. I love all the artists that you mentioned. So what's next? You on tour right now? Because we didn't do anything for a couple years.
Yeah, right now I actually am going. I am transferring over to some new management, and so we're getting all my ducks in a row, and we've got some tours that are in negotiations right now. I've got a lot of things going on, so I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Did she say Fiji? Like she said Fiji.
If you know what's good about,
but you know how she knows she'd know because she said Fiji.
You know
what? I'm touring with Fiji.
You know what's amazing about Fiji is Fiji takes he recognizes talent. He takes everyone under his wing. I've known Fiji for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
I love.
We've done a lot of drinking together.
He's a lovely human being.
Yeah. In this industry, it's very rare to find someone who's so legendary, who will take, you know, growing artists under their wing, and Fiji's always been that way. And so I've always called him, you know, the godfather of island reggae music.
Yeah, for sure.
And man, he's so loving. He's a big teddy bear.
Have you been to Tonga?
I haven't yet, but it's on my goal for next. It's in my goals for next year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to go back. And have you performed?
For sure,
have you performed in Hawaii?
I have performed in Hawaii. The last time I performed there was, I believe it was the Island Music Awards.
Oh, you know what? I presented the first award.
I did see you there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, I do know who you are.
This is pre-pandemic. Is this pre-pandemic?
Yeah, it was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they invited me because I created the station.
What station?
Yeah. Island 98.5, the Island Music Awards, yeah.
Oh, got it.
So I remember that I met you before, but I never heard any of your music, and then you came out. The song we're talking about is called You, my new favorite song right now. Yeah.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I have it on repeat.
Obsessed, he is.
Yeah, it's doing very well. Are they playing it in Salt Lake?
Yeah, they're playing it in Salt Lake. There are a couple of Island stations here.
That's good.
Italian stations too that are playing it. So yeah, it's been received really well. So I feel good about it.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Analea Brown is hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifi.cu.com. Air and Sea Travel Center, best group tours throughout the world. Let's go travel and see the world to make beautiful memories. Call 808-951-9800 today.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, talking story with Analea Brown, singer, songwriter. Do you write a lot of your songs?
All of them, probably.
I write all of my songs.
That's awesome.
I write all of my songs.
That's awesome. And you did You with, God, what is his name?
You said he was Pyramid. A famous...
Yeah, he's a Jamaican...
Rapper. What are they called?
Ragamuffin.
Reggaeton? No.
Who did you do the song with? You.
Kabaka Pyramid.
Kabaka Pyramid. That was his name. So
yeah. You just called him Pyramid.
Yeah, Pyramid.
No, I know, but he has a full name.
So, yeah, but his last name was Pyramid.
Okay. Okay.
Where do you write? How do you get your inspiration right? You wake up in the middle of the night? Does it take you 10 seconds to write a song? What's your format?
I've done it every which way. I've woken up from dreams and been like, I need to write this down or record this voice memo. I've had tracks sent to me and I write to the tracks. I play the guitar, so I've, you know, every which way. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you played any instruments. Do the instrument come first, the melody, or do the lyrics come first?
It's either or.
Yeah. Yeah, because the lyrics come to me first.
Oh, in your prolific writing of Hoku Award winning.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I was nominated for a Hoku Award, by the way, just for the record.
I was nominated for a Hoku. It's for comedy album.
But it was songs.
It was parodies with you and Jimmy the Geek.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard the song Rice Rice Baby?
No.
Or Me So Hungry?
I haven't, but now I'm going to go look
go
them up.
Look them up.
Please
go
don't.
Look them up. You're going to say you've heard them before because they played them in Utah. They played them all along the West Coast. Anyway, this is not about me.
No, it's not.
And my nomination.
Okay.
So where are you now? Are you in Salt Lake City?
I'm in Salt Lake City right now. I just got back from San Diego and St. George, and I'm headed to Hawaii next week, or this coming week.
Oh, really? What's this week?
I've got my uncle's wedding this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I'm just going to play the tourist thing and... You know,
you're not set,
get
you're,
into some stations and do some.
You're not going to set up any shows.
Not this time. We tried to line it up, but it was too late, too last minute.
Oh, okay.
Because I just decided that I was going to. I just got asked to sing at the wedding. So,
oh, I see. And do you need some setups for the radio stations? We can set that up for you. Did you get it all set up?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I don't have too much set up right now, so yeah.
Okay. We'll help you set it up.
He works at a station again. They took the chains off, and he's allowed to be back on the station now. So he's at 94.7 Kumu.
Yeah. I play the Jets on that station, by the way.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, I play a lot of Jets.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I play a lot of Jets. Yeah, I'm now at an old school station. I'm not at Island 98.5 anymore, but yeah. So what do you like to do when you're not singing?
When I'm not singing, I like to eat.
Yeah. my kind of girl.
But I also spend time with my 10-year-old daughter. She's a lot of fun.
Nice. So. She sing?
Yeah. She does sing.
Yeah.
So she's been singing with me. Well, she's been singing pretty much most of her life. She's been harmonizing since she was one,
of course,
but coming up on stage with me since she was about 5 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now she's 10. She used to tell me, I used to ask her, you know, you want to come up on stage with mommy and sing tonight? And yes, yes, mom. And now that she's 10 years old, she just tells me what song she's coming up on. And
she gives you a set list.
Gonna go with what she's doing.
She's like, talk to my people. I have a writer.
Right.
You should get her to. You should get her to duet with General Faya. You know, from New Three Houses Down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you just saying random names now?
The last show that we did, it was funny. She said, Mom, you get paid for shows, right? Yes, send
Three Houses Down has their nephew. His name's General Faya. He's like 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And his song's like blown.
Amazing.
His kid is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, he knows he's good. So he has that little chip. And he named himself General Faya.
Right.
Yeah, when he was like 7. But you got to get them to do a duet. Have you met Three Houses Down guys yet?
I have not met them yet, but I hope to be able to.
I'm going
to
set you up with them. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of them.
They opened the show at the award show. Remember
the pre-COVID Island.
Yeah, the Island Music Awards that you were at. They opened the show and General Faya came on. Everybody went crazy. Yeah, because he's like 3'5", you know.
Well, he was a child.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Yeah. He's a little cutie.
Yeah. We're going to have to get a duet going. All right. I think we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
Windows Hawaii. Windows are not only designed to beautify your home, but also to make your home more secure, energy efficient, and virtually noise proof. Contact Mario now for your free in-home estimate. 808-671-0808.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Ladies and gentlemen, talking to Analea Brown. Her first album was called Queendom. It went number 2 on Billboard, the Billboard charts. Was it under the reggae category?
It was, yes.
Yeah. How many albums do you have out now? Was that the first? Is that your first?
That was my first. I'm working on my second right now.
All right. And when is it due?
I haven't chosen a release date yet, but actually the songs are all finished. So now it's just about, you know, planning ahead and just trying to figure out a date.
Yeah. You're looking at for like Christmas, or it's going to be a year from now, that kind of thing?
It'll probably be sometime next year. Yeah.
2023.
The beginning of sometime next year.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah. Who did you...
It's the year.
Who did you... You mentioned Sade and all these, you know, these big names. When you write... Mm-hmm. Do you think of anybody, or when you play music, do you think of any, or is it just you? Do you try, you know, like some people, I don't like to listen to anybody because I want to make my own sound. Is there anybody that influenced you in that way?
Oh, definitely. I definitely pull from influences that I love, but you know, when I'm writing for a specific artist, I'll try to, you know, listen to a lot of their music and see what they like to do. And I like to, you know, picture scenarios. So I did a song for Tanel called For the Lovers. That was the title album or the title track on her For the Lovers album.
Tanel is awesome. I just saw her at Moani's like a month ago.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, she's so cool. I've never met her before, and that was the first time we met. And she's like, when am I coming on the cooking show? I said, wow. Yeah, yes. I'm a fan of hers. And she's awesome. So you've written songs for her.
Yeah, so with that song, I kind of envisioned her singing up on stage, and so a lot of the lyrics, if you listen to them, they're about, you know, her being out in the crowd and speaking to the crowd. So
yeah,
it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Do you like writing better or performing or singing better?
I think I always thought that I would like writing better because, you know, it can be a very emotional process. Mm. But once I started performing, it was done. This is what I love to do.
Right.
This
is the energy.
The most me. And so, I love performing.
That energy you can't beat. How long and where did this song You come from? How did that come about?
So I worked with Kabaka actually on a project before You. He reached out to me and he had a rhythm and he asked me to write to it. And we had been contacting for a few months back and forth on Instagram. And so I released a song called Just Hold On to the rhythm that he sent me. And I was like, hey, do you want to do a song with me? And so I sent him the track and he killed it.
That's awesome.
He's been amazing to work with.
I think I like the song so much because I always say, Jamaica. I always say like, hey, I want some of you. I always say that line. I want some of you. I say it like that, though.
Got weird we have, again.
Shut up. Super we got weird. Some, I just praised her. Kay. We got some nice parting gifts for you. We have to end. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But Brooke has some nice parting gifts because you won today.
So,
you're a winner.
Like,
this
we
is a
have,
game show.
We have, it's not, but
if
we
you can
have
survive a, Brooke Lee, you won.
we have a sponsor. ADHTs is our t-shirt sponsor. We did a collab shirt. It's a Hawaii thing shirt.
Can you see that?
Oh.
So we're sending you this shirt because you're in Salt Lake and it gets very chilly there. I decided to get you a
Ela Swim.
Sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Ela Swim's a big brand here that's blowing up. Our good friend Avian.
So you have a full outfit. This is are the snuggly pants that go with it.
Sweats.
And then
Did you
we
say
have
pants.
I'm trying to speak Salt Lake City-ish, like.
Hurry up.
Bougie bottle. So we're sending you a bougie, or you're going to pick up a bougie bottle, which is our sponsor. And then we have Menehune Macadamia Nuts. Candies, and we have taro chips from Hawaii Chip Company.
What show you ever went on and you get a full gift bag like this besides the Oscars?
The Emmys.
On the Emmys.
See, we got you all this. We have Ulu chips. And that's Tongan, isn't it? Ulu?
Polynesian. Okay. We all eat Ulu chips. Yeah.
And then we have, this is taro chips with furikake mix on it, which is so good.
All right.
You're going to love it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you catch the whole episode or the whole long extended version of this show with Analea Brown. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time. Ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version here on YouTube. Please subscribe, hit that little bell, and also leave a comment. Brooke gets a lot of comments. You should go read them.
Whatever.
Analea, go read the comments that Brooke gets.
How cute.
You know,
is
I think I will. Yeah. I'm about to do that right after.
Yeah, right after this. They're not good. They're not good. They all defend me.
Oh, whatever.
Those are actually good,
aren't
nice sweats.
Nice
good material.
Sweats, right? Yeah. Luki picked them out for her.
Oh, yeah? Girl. Are you a sweat girl?
You know what's funny? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Every time I go to the mall to shop, I can't help but like, I have to hold myself back from buying like sweats and comfy things.
Yeah.
I have more than enough. I'm in Utah, so you need them, but I have way more than enough.
Yeah.
It's probably a problem by this point.
But these are super
so
snuggly.
That's my jam.
Yeah,
there
these are so snuggly. The owner of the store at 880, she picked it out.
Yeah.
She was like,
I'm a
sweats
guy too. I probably have at least 50 pairs of sweats.
I don't see
and
sweats.
And I can't wear, I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
Oh, because you get
when
too
I
hot.
Travel. Yeah, when I travel, I wear sweats. Yeah. For my belly.
Oh boy.
I
got
eat
weird
a lot.
Again.
All I do is
got
eat.
Got weird again.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You like to eat, you said, huh? You're a foodie?
I love to eat.
Yeah?
I love being in Hawaii because everything tastes good.
What's your favorite food?
Everywhere.
What's your favorite food?
I have one more shirt I forgot.
Oh, what?
It's an 80s throwback girl. It's got like a zipper on the bottom. It's
See, when you eat, you just zip it down and your stomach can stick
80s
out.
Vibe.
That's what it's for.
For when you eat a little bit.
It's too much, yeah. Use it for Thanksgiving, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food in Hawaii? Like when you come here, you go, I want to eat over there.
Gosh, I feel like, I don't know if I'm going to get killed for this, but I feel like I always have to go to Zippy's when I'm there.
Wow, that's awesome. What do you
He's
mean you're going to get killed
Zippy's.
For this?
I've heard a lot of people talk down on Zippy's.
No,
Zippy's.
Nobody talks down
he
on Zippy's.
He literally is the voice when you call the Zippy's, so he's super happy right now. So.
I got my new Zippy's commercial coming out next January.
Mazel.
Yeah. No, everyone loves Zippy's here. It's very iconic to Hawaii.
So much so they went to Vegas.
Zippy's
they don't have one in Salt Lake City yet?
No, they're going to open 3 in Vegas this next year.
Then
I hope soon because
Salt
I'm
Lake
there.
City's next.
Yeah.
100%.
It's going to be in Henderson, I think, the first one.
What, the Zippy's? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so but they're opening 3, like right off the bat.
Then they're going to have to open a plant
time.
Up there in order to get
That's what they're
there?
Opening right now. They're building right now.
A plant.
Yeah,
a plant. To make all the food at.
Yeah.
Wow. See, then Salt Lake City's not far away. So that's the next that's the next step. They're going to build the plant.
You know when Bruno Mars came home at the Aloha Stadium, sold out his 3 shows, you know what the catering he requested?
Zippy's.
What was it?
Zippy's.
See?
Yeah, backstage.
That makes me feel like I got good taste.
You do have good taste. Okay. I don't know why you said you're going to get in trouble for it.
Weird. You haven't asked her what her go-to thing at Zippy's
is. What's your go-to thing at Zippy's?
I think last time I had like... a curry plate, and it was delicious.
Yeah. Oh, you went for the special.
Yeah, that's inside. Yeah. Usually they say like zip pack or chili. Or
I like the hamburger curry. Hamburger curry is pretty good.
But I feel like everything I've tasted from there is good.
It's awesome. Really. Yeah. I'm going to send them this clip.
So you're going to get a Zipster card. You're going to get a Zipster card, and then they're going to get you free zippies when you come through
and,
town.
And you know, they're making some really dope merch now, too.
Are they?
Yeah, they're making some cool. Wow. They sent me a birthday gift, and it was their new T-shirt. It was so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're coming out with a whole new bunch of stuff on their menu.
It's weird we don't have any really of that cool merch in our swag bags.
Yeah, maybe we'll work on that.
It's weird.
That's a good idea.
I'm just saying.
I didn't want to step on anyone's toes for the other one. Yeah. When you come home, when you come back, how long are you staying?
I'll be there for just over a week.
Okay, maybe you come on my food tour.
Around, you'll be gone. You're leaving tomorrow for Vegas.
No, but you're coming next week, right?
I'm coming this week. I leave Wednesday, and I'll be there Thursday.
Oh, so the following week, I'll be home for 2 days because I got to do 2 food tours.
She'll
so.
Be gone already. Oh, no, she'll be here because Tongan weddings take about a week. Is that roughly?
No, you know your speed.
Between the emu and the...
You know your Polynesians,
eh? You never know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know. Then if we have some room, you come on the food tour.
Oh, I would love that.
It's very educational. No, we don't do zippies.
Yeah.
But we take you to some really cool hole in the walls, like places you would never find for sure. Mm. Yeah. Oh. You know who I want to take is your husband.
That. Don't take my
husband. I really want to take him and videotape the whole thing.
No.
Yeah? That would be good.
I married a Howley, so that should explain it all.
Yeah. We actually had him on to do a episode.
Tasting 7-Eleven Asian food.
Yeah.
It didn't go well. Didn't go well. We're having to reshoot it is what we're going to end up having to do.
So what do you do in Salt Lake City? What is there to do in Salt Lake City?
Go to church.
Besides going to Sunday church.
Go to church.
Yeah.
Go to the temple.
Is there anything exciting?
You know, I don't have a lot of free time. But in Salt Lake City, it's a beautiful place to raise kids.
Yeah.
It's a safe place to raise kids. Skiing, I guess.
Skiing?
I don't do either.
Tongans don't ski. Snow. Do Tongans ski?
The shopping here is pretty good. But yeah, I mean, this is home. I love
I'm
it.
I'm sure Tongans ski.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they ski?
I haven't seen any in the Olympics, that's why.
Wow. Yeah, and you guys comment about me. I get the comments.
Two of my favorite Tongans is Timo and Tiva from Capenna.
Oh, Lord.
I love those boys. We kind of grew up with them
of
in my career.
Yes.
And they would always make the funniest jokes about Tongans and Samoans and
at least
Hawaiians
you said they were real ones because I thought you were going to say it was going to be James Roche and
Fiti Fiti and Hey Ha.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So you don't ski. You do anything athletic?
I go to the gym a lot. I actually grew up playing sports. I played volleyball, softball, and basketball.
Nice.
I tore my ACL in high school my junior year. So I was out my senior year. And I really always thought that I would be going to college through a sports scholarship.
Mm. Yeah.
But I got the surgery done after I tore my ACL. And my parents, they would see me like moping around. And so they bought me a guitar to be able to have something to do. And that's when I really started, you know, getting into the songwriting and
never left back. Where was your first gig? Paid gig?
My first gig was, I opened at this venue called The Depot here in Salt Lake for Common Kings.
Wow, that's a good first gig.
See what I'm saying with this generation, bro?
Come on.
Brooke is so mad right now because, you know, Brooke and I are old school and we have been... I'm a starving actor. I'm a starving entertainer.
Starving on anything, my man.
And Brooke works very hard. She worked years to become Miss Universe. And then the kids nowadays are like, oh yeah, I've been acting for 3 weeks and they're on Netflix. And you're like, oh, I got my first gig opened up for the Common Kings. You know, we're a little angry right now.
But it's also, there's a lot more. The process is just different.
It's
now,
way different. Well, so you got the internet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We didn't have the internet. When you did a show, you'd go door to door and pass out flyers. Like, you go car to car and pass out flyers.
Because you and this famous reggaeton person, like, you guys interact via Instagram, right? Like, back in the day, you wouldn't be able to have that instant connection. Like, you'd have to go through.
Can't send a track somewhere.
You're sending a cassette to a demo place that's getting it to. There's like so many gates.
Steps.
Whereas now it's just like, yo, you're dope. You're dope. Let's do stuff.
Yeah, let's collaborate.
Yeah, so it cuts a lot of the middlemen out of the way.
That's a good way to look at it.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
And then you go on auditions on the Zoom. And I have to like get dressed, put on a shirt, go to the office, read for them, you know, all that stuff too.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Now you can retake and retake.
Yeah. Now you just send it in because nobody wants you to come to their office. Not just you. Yeah. Well, yeah, you. But most people in general, they just don't want you to come there anymore. Just send in a tape. I'm going to boop, 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 look at all the tapes.
Do you do any acting or you want to act or anything? Anything?
You know, I've
don't
never
say no.
asked that question, but I think I'd be into it. Yeah.
100%.
Why not?
A lot of entertainment. You're halfway there.
Music
you're an
videos is acting. It's the same thing. Oh, yeah. It's all the same.
Wait a minute. Did you make a video for you?
I did make a video for you.
How come
you
I didn't? I've been looking
How
for
did
it.
I see the video and you didn't see the video?
No, the one I played for you guys, there was no video. It was just
No,
the
I know.
Words.
But when you told me to book her, because, you know, he just delegates. I Google and then it's literally the first thing that pop up.
I was looking for it. I couldn't
find
it.
And she looked all cute in her outfit, right? And you guys are dancing. Yeah. And that's how I knew when you said the word pyramid, because the guy's in the video too. And I was like, oh, look, his name is a sheep.
Yeah.
Who knew that?
That's another thing the artists can do that they couldn't do back in the day was make videos.
What do you
like
mean?
You had to fight. You had to hire a camera crew with this, a big square thing, and they put a VHS tape in it, and a guy puts it on his shoulder like this, and they
so
go and,
dating yourself
right now. And they go and film a little bit, and they go, okay, cut. Let's do another. Let's do it again, and they got to.
Right.
Yeah, it was a long process.
Now they do it on your phone.
Yeah.
They do it on your iPhone.
Yeah, I cut it all and just put it right up on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
So, do you think of the video first? Do you release the song with the video?
Mm,
or you do the song first?
Not for this particular one, but. For a lot of them, like I envisioned the video first before the song is finished.
Yeah. All right.
The videos are like, they were important when we were growing up because they set.
MTV.
I mean, it set the tone. Yeah. It literally sold the songs. But now you don't need them.
Yeah.
It's nice, but you don't need them.
Yeah.
But they do help because people like watching all that stuff on YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like with you, it's your favorite song. You're obsessed. Now you're gonna go watch the video because you're.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna go look for the video. Now I gotta find somebody to send it to.
Let's go.
Remember back in the day, like you dedicate a song. Now you send videos.
Oh, is that the new thing now, guy?
Right? Is that what you guys? That's what the kids do, right? Right? Yeah. Look, Julia, she's nodding her head.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now we. I mean, they used to do like the mixtapes back in the
day. Right.
We'd make a mixtape for each other, and now we just send each other playlists that we've created.
Right, and videos.
Technology is so beautiful.
Yeah,
I had no
it's
idea
awesome.
This was a thing.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right, well, next time you come to Hawaii, you got to come and visit us in the studio.
He's going to be here literally in 3 days.
Well, we're not going to be here for that. Okay. But the next time, next time you come.
Right.
And, oh, you got to do a Christmas album. Are you doing a Christmas album?
You know, if I can't swing it to do a Christmas album, I'll probably try to get in and do at least like a couple songs.
Oh, wait a minute.
I love
Can
Christmas.
You? Oh, you do? Okay, I thought I made a mistake.
What?
Because you don't celebrate Christmas.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I was thinking of the Jehovah Witness.
Jesus
I'm sorry,
and
I
Christ
stopped.
Are literally
I just,
in the Word.
Just for a minute, I was thinking of Jehovah Witness.
Because Jesus Christ
my
is
grandmother was
birthday.
My grandmother was Jehovah Witness. This is true story. My grandmother was Jehovah Witness, and they don't believe in birthdays or Christmas. And she would drive up to the house, and she would be like, Lanai, come outside. So I go outside, and she goes, Tutu has something for you in the trunk, but don't tell Grandpa, okay? And then I go open the trunk, and it'd be like a gift. And then I bring it out, and I go, this is for me. She goes, yeah, you know, I cannot wrap it. Yeah, don't tell nobody, because as soon as you wrap it, it's a gift, and it's for Christmas or your birthday. But if she just gave me something, then it was, you know what I mean? It's not a gift. That was her way of saying Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, but never
I
wrapped
love
it.
That.
Isn't it great? It's
also weird.
Thank God for Grandma.
Yeah, but now I always gotta. watch out what I say because I don't know what religion likes what and doesn't do this.
I think you're assured that if it says Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you're pretty safe in the Christmas
genre. I didn't know
genre.
It was Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's Latter-day, yeah.
There's so many religions. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Right.
Do you have we have a new feature on the show. You get to ask Miss Universe Brooke Lee one question. Would you like to ask her a question?
I actually think we should flip it because yesterday was the first five of the season was ask Brooke a question. Maybe the next five should be ask Lanai a question.
This is my show. Would you like to ask Brooke Lee a question?
I would love to ask you a question, Brooke.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
My question is, what is the biggest lesson you've learned in your life?
Don't work with Lanai.
By the way, I think everybody
in this room has learned that lesson.
By the way, laugh. We all get a paycheck. By the way, this is the 135th episode of It's a Hawaii Thing.
Not this
136th episode.
Six, yeah. No, 136. I think more than that. We did five yesterday, so I think we're in the 40s now.
The first one we did just was 30, so this is the 36th.
Okay. Math is not my
thing. 136 episode.
Not my thing.
Thank you so much for spending your time. Wait, is that the answer you're going
to
give?
No, it's not the answer I'm going to give. What is the biggest lesson that I've learned? Be as authentic as you can be because I got the biggest gold star for being authentic and saying I need everything and I need it twice on stage and then they gave me a crown. So
that's a good one.
It's not difficult for me to be authentic because I was rewarded for it. But other people don't get like the ultimate reward for it. So I always tell people the more authentic you can be, your life is a lot easier. And it's a lot more fun to be yourself than it is to be somebody else. So
that's awesome. Come on, you guys. Give it up for Brooke. Boop. That's amazing. Yeah. That's the best answer I've ever heard you give. Even better than the one that got you the crown.
Wow.
Yeah. So I try to be as authentic as I can, and Brooke hates it. Yeah. She don't like me.
I want him to pretend all the time. Be funnier, be better.
Analea, I'm such a huge fan of yours. I hope you keep producing music, and I wish you the best and success, and keep writing and producing and writing and making music. All right?
Thank you so
much. He's obsessed with your songs.
And if you keep putting out music, make sure you send it to me so we can get it aired in Japan as well.
Oh, yeah. 100.
Yeah. And I'm going to set you up with some interviews next week.
I just had a thought.
What?
Wonderful.
Who's that guy in Okinawa?
Kamasami Kong.
No, the one. The young guy went Iolani, the Haoli.
Def Tech.
Def Shen. Tech. Shen.
Do you know who Shen is?
She go Japan. She got to go Japan. Send her to Japan.
Do you know who Shen is?
Google it.
I feel like
there's two. It's okay. There's two guys. Shen is from Hawaii.
He's Hawaii though.
And local boy though. Local. And then his partner is from Japan. They created a group called Def Tech.
And by partner, he means someone that he sings with. They're not romantically inclined.
Yeah. And they're kind of like a pop R&B hip hop group, and they sell out arenas.
Wow.
And their biggest influence is island music. So if you listen to a lot of their songs, they're taking hooks or some of the slangs from the island music artists. And when the island music artists go to Japan, they come and they hang out together and they try to do a lot of collaborating.
He's going to hook you up with Chef.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Chef is a good friend of mine. You need to hook up with him.
Yeah, you need to do something with
him. I would love that.
Yeah.
Go to Japan. Yeah. Because it's all open now. So go to Japan.
And wait, do you speak Tongan?
All right. I'm there.
Do you speak Tongan?
I am learning Tongan with my 10-year-old right now.
Good. Because you need to do a couple Tongan songs, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. We were supposed to be done a while ago. But, hey, let's keep in touch. We'll talk to you on the social medias. And thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks for coming on the
Brown,
show.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please follow her. What's your Instagram?
Analea Brown, at Analea Brown.
Simple. Follow her. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thanks. Please subscribe to the channel.
Don't comment.
Leave us a comment. And we'll see you next time. Ahui ho. It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa. It's a Hawaii.